Making It Personal with Bishop William Johnson on Iowa Catholic Radio and iowacatholicradio.com.
Welcome to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins with the Diocese of Des Moines. On today's show, we're visiting with Alex Kautsky, Executive Director of Catholic Youth Camp. She'll tell us about the new and remodeled buildings, amenities, activities, and spiritual opportunities that await young people this summer out at the St. Thomas More Center in Panora. But before we get to today's interview, let's find out what's on the Bishop's mind.
Well, bittersweet as we'll talk to Alex, as she's done so much to build up Catholic Youth Camp, but then also her imminent departure from the diocese. We'll hear more about that. But Kelly, it's so good to have you on this day, the feast day of St. Bernardine of Siena, the 20th. We are pre-recording here.
Right.
Yes, but that's a great saint, and I was fortunate to do language study there. But really holding up the name of Jesus and that IHS, that symbol, you know, that has been interpreted in different ways, the Latin en hoc signo, in this sign, you know, you will conquer or prevail, but also, you know, the Son of God. And Savior that he is. So my first car as a priest, newly ordained, I had IHS for my license plates. I don't know if that was sacrilegious or not. I was just trying to announce the name of Jesus. But on my Oldsmobile, I had those plates. The Iowa State of Iowa had to check out what that meant to see improvement. But it's so good. This is the first time we've been with you. You're just almost freshly back from the Holy Land. And we want to hear all about this, Kelly.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a marvelous, I don't say the pilgrimage of a lifetime, but for any Catholic Christian, I mean, this is it. I mean, need to be where Jesus was.
Yeah.
So how you had a group of how many? And I think Father Michael Amadeo was with you.
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was great. We had a group of 14. This was a trip that was originally supposed to happen in 2020, and it was sold out, postponed to 2021, postponed again. So, you know, we lost some a few who are nervous. But yeah, it was a great trip. You know, we started off. We had a local guy who was actually born in America who Father Michael knew from his time living in Israel. Mm-hmm. He was Jewish, but he was American. But he gave that unique perspective, and he teaches history. He was great. I mean, some people might think that would be odd that we'd have a Jewish person. But for me and for the rest of the group, I think it definitely helped us understand what life was like for Jesus living as a Jew and during a Jewish time. So, yeah, we started off our trip. He brought us.
So he's very respectful of the Christian faith.
Definitely.
And yeah. Mm-hmm. So on the roots. They're kind of our ancestors in the faith, the Jewish people.
Of course. And then he brought us to, we pretty much started out in Tiberias, which is on the Sea of Galilee. And so that was very cool to, you know,
see. Stunningly beautiful.
Right. Yeah. And just to, that this is the first place that we went to where we knew Jesus was, where he walked on water and fished and ministered. And so we spent
for Iowans, it'd be like being in Okoboji or something, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the analogy.
Although there were jet skis and boats and the like. But we even took a Jesus boat ride. They had found a boat at the bottom of the Sea of Galilee that they were able to trace back to Jesus' time. They rebuilt them to, you know, for people to take rides. And yeah, that was just seeing it was cool, but it was very fun. I mean, it could go on and on.
Was this kind of a flimsy bark or whatever? But yeah, the Nazareth, you got to go to Nazareth.
Yeah. So Galilee, went to Nazareth. Eventually we went to Bethlehem, saw where Jesus, we went to the Church of, the Annunciation, where Mary, you know, was received
in
the
Nazareth,
message from the angel.
Nazareth.
Yep, correct. Mm-hmm. And then later Bethlehem, we saw the cave where the angels received their message, or the shepherds received their message, and then also the place where Jesus was born.
Wow. So and were you just like, wow, again, you know, this is where he was. He is here. You know, I mean, God's dwelling among men. We heard in the Revelation reading a couple weeks ago, but he was with us. So did you find that the interior sites or just the terrain and the outdoors, or was it a combination that spoke to you or members of the group more?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely brought to life the, you know, thinking about Jesus going to the desert. Just, it's totally different landscape from here, but it definitely brought the story to life. Then, you know, the culmination going to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, where Jesus, of course, you know, was hung on the cross and died, and then his tomb was not far. So, yeah, it was fantastic.
Wow. Well, you said it was life-changing, but maybe we'll hear more about that another time.
Sure.
That's kind of a teaser for another time. But, yeah, so it's good to have you back.
I don't know if
your clock has caught up yet, but I've seen the clock, and we'll probably have to get ready for Alex.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and in return, we'll welcome Alex Kautsky, Executive Director of Catholic Youth Camp.
It started like it does for many people. Question my faith and question authority. And I feel that the reason why I left was the draw of the world. The world was pulling me away. Some people would say, you know, Satan was working on me. He did not want me in church. He wanted me to be desperate. He wanted me to have the thoughts of suicide. I started to realize that a lot of the things that I experienced in my life were a result of my rebellion against God and against authority. Coming back to the church is the first step in healing from all of the hurts of the world. I went from being desperate and in despair to finding hope and encouragement for the future. I'm on God's team. I know who I belong to, and I know where I'm going, and there's nothing that can separate me from God's love.
Take another look at the Catholic Church. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Welcome back. I'm Kelly Mesher Collins with the Diocese of Des Moines. We're visiting with Alex Kautsky, Executive Director of Catholic Youth Camp. She's here to tell us about the newly remodeled buildings, camp activities, and spiritual opportunities that await young people this summer out at the St. Thomas More Center in Panora.
So great to have you again, Alex. You're kind of a friend of this show, but we're savoring every moment that we can have connections with you as we'll talk about kind of how the Spirit has been blowing in your life, your family's life, and blowing from east to west. So we want to do that. But as I've come to know you in my brief time as bishop, you know, you are just a spark plug that has helped to take the Catholic Youth Camp, St. Thomas More Center, to the next level. And, I don't know if you feel a little bit of spiritual maternity with that as you look around the campus there and see all the beautiful structures and things and just the spirit of vitality that's there.
Yeah, and thanks so much for having me on. But, you know, as I think about my time at Catholic Camp and what it meant to me and my family, that in so many ways my family grew with the seasons of the St. Thomas More Center. And so much happened out there, but it's all wrapped up in kind of our family. And I'm just really proud of the center and the work I've been involved with it, but it's been such a team effort. There's been so many people that's been wrapped up in the projects over the last couple of years that, from my perspective, it was the love of the community that's made that place what it is. And so it's certainly a bittersweet thing to leave it. But I'm also have a lot of peace knowing that the future is just really bright out there.
Well, peace, you know, when we have that peace, we know the Holy Spirit's underlying it all. I've always kind of marveled, you know, because to be the director is a vocation of sorts in itself. And yet as a mother of three children, your husband, Aaron, I mean, how does that go together? How does that fit together?
It's a great question. And, you know, sometimes I feel like we balance it really beautifully, and then sometimes we don't. but it's worth it. It really is.
Balance is overrated, right?
That's right. I don't stay on top of my laundry like I should in the summer. I'll tell you that. But one of the things that I always tell parents that is really beautiful about Catholic Youth Camp, and I think might be one of the best things that we do, is we have young people paired up with young adults who are living an authentic life of faith in a way that is really joyful and attractive. And that's really beautiful for our campers. But with all the chaos that happens in the summer and just the lack of routine for my family, the way that I see my kids interacting with the summer staff and the way that it just in some ways lights their little on fire, it's always been worth it. It's so worth it. And then on top of that, you know, my kids are little celebrities out there in the summer too. Their favorite place to be is there. And so it's helped me and my husband grow in holiness, and we wouldn't have changed it for the world. Really, we love that. We love their time.
Oh, beautiful. We had Mass, this show is obviously on May 20th. We met us a couple weeks ago just to kind of open the year. And I was struck how people who haven't even been to Catholic Youth Camp families were present for that Mass just to kind of check it out together. And yet also the longtime supporters and benefactors also present there too. So, I mean, it really brings the generations together.
Yeah, and that's one of the coolest things about CYC. When I was out at that, so the Mass was right before our open house, I talked to a mom who said, I have not been here for 35 years, but I attended or you know, she'd been out there for 20 years probably, but I attended when I was a kid, and this place was a huge part of keeping my faith alive. And this summer, for the first time, I get to drop my son off. And there's this community that comes from that, and just this buy-in that at first was surprising, and I've come to understand it's just a part of the charism of Catholic Youth Camp.
Well, really, and it's a jewel in the state of Iowa, unknown to folks maybe in different parts of the state, but I think it's gaining a higher profile thanks to you and all that's going about. So, I mean, your intention is that really this would be a place where people from all four dioceses would be comfortable, as well as those beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think there's any reason we wouldn't want to share the CYC experience with more families. And you're right. Our numbers are exploding. So we've got over 1,500 kids already registered for this summer.
Any slots left for people who might be listening, or is this maybe not,
yeah,
you,
know,
you better hold, you know, your desires till next year?
Yeah, no, we definitely have some slots that are open. It's just limited, and so especially for our junior high campers. But we have a half week at the beginning of the summer and at the end of the summer, and those 2 weeks we have some availability. So if there's anyone listening who's got little kids that have never attended, it would be the time to jump on those weeks. So some availability, but definitely I think by the summer it's going to be really hard to find a spot. So now it's time to act.
Okay. We want to hear a little bit more about your personal story. But while we're just talking about those open slots and everything else, what sorts of activities for the kids this year? Is it the usual menu, or are there anything new? I mean, I know we blessed the St. Michael the Archangel Wings of God field. And there's a new kind of little pavilion and things. And I think you're ramping up the sand volleyball facility and everything. So that looks like fun, diving all over the place.
Definitely those things. We're always improving facilities. It's always key to us. But honestly, Bishop, this summer is going to feel like the first kind of post-COVID summer in a long time. So we ran on a limited capacity, and some of our programming was restricted last summer even because of COVID. And we're coming back kind of, you know, we're going to be careful as we always are, but in the spirit of having a normal summer, and that allows us to do things that are going to feel really new. But also with that, we're going to have the typical things that you come to expect. We did also install a water line out in the Wings of God field. We've never had water out there. For our elementary kids, that means having like a foam zone out there and slip and slides and things like that. And then we're always working to keep our junior high weeks fresh and new. And so we run something called the Feather Games. St. Thomas More said you can't get to heaven on a bed of feathers. And so we split the camp into two. We had just like week-long competitions, recovered in basement, things like that. And so we've kind of given some thought to that and how we want to restructure some of those competitions. And then our high school week, we really revolutionized the schedule last summer, and we really liked the way that it ran. And so they can expect inflatables and laser tag and the luau and all things like that.
Yeah, I know you were saying inflatables, and so we're going to have a blessing, a sprinkling. I wasn't sure what we were talking about, with the inflatables or not. So
I know. I thought you were talking about outside, and you were talking about inside, and I thought we were going to bless inflatables.
I'll be there in my Episcopal wetsuit to do the slip and slide here. You know, it's being tailored as we speak.
perfect.
Oh, good. So, and of course, woven into all of this are the spiritual components and things that the kids will experience. And force feeding faith, or is it something that the fun dimension, the wonder, the beauty of all that marvelous spot can awaken?
Yeah, you know, growing up, I was a part of some ministries where it felt like, okay, now we're having fun time, and then the fun time's going to end, and we're going to have great time, and we're going to get to the great time, and then we'll get back to the fun time. And, you know, I force-fed ministry, in my opinion, just doesn't work. And so the way that we have designed it at Catholic Youth Camp is that it's all wrapped up together, like it always should be. Your faith should never be compartmentalize and set aside and be something you pick up on Sunday, right? It should be just a part of your person. And so we make it just a part of summer camp. And so, you know, it's common if kids are afraid to go on the zip line that the staff will just really genuinely be like, let's pray together. Let's ask for peace. Let's pray before we do this. And the mass with the way that we've done it, you know, I think it's a really sacred mass, even though it's a camp mass, and the kids look forward to it. And you know, it's not uncommon for kids to come up with to me at the end of the week and say, like, I want to go to Mass more when I go home with my family. Like, I really enjoyed Mass. And where they're excited about the saints that they're learning about. And we make it, you know, just part of the heartbeat of camp. And I think it's effective because of that.
And, you know, as I was celebrating, you know, and we were in Sharon Hall, what do we call
Sharon
it?
Sharon Hall.
Yeah, Sharon Hall. And, you know, okay, you got the gymnasium, kind of the activity center there. I'm sure many things there, especially on a rainy day, mm-hmm. people are bouncing off the walls. But there is that little, you know, the vigil light for the Blessed Sacrament up on the second level that adjoins that space. And so it's kind of like Jesus is present and Jesus is watching over everybody, you know, just by offering himself to that. And I think any young person who comes to know what that symbolizes, you know, hopefully it's a source of peace, like you said, and reassurance, you know, like Jesus is just accompanying us. You know, our Holy Father talks about that all the time, but, and then obviously in the presence of one another. How do you recruit your staff and mentors and things? And, you know, we even sprinkle a few seminarians in the mix there.
Yeah. So we have about 150 volunteers every summer, and then we'll have 22 summer staff, which is college-aged young adults that are working for us. And I really believe in hiring well. It's something that we take really seriously, and we have a lot of applicants for a few positions, and so we're really choosy with that. And the way that I look at it is I need young people who are going to work hard. The summer is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I need people who are going to live well in community. But chiefly, I need young people who are rooted in prayer. They need to be rooted in something that's bigger than themselves to be able to live the summer in a way that is successful for everyone. And so I'm asking in my interviews, like, how do you pray? What's your favorite way to pray? I want to know what you're living in college life. How have you prioritized this? So that's key. And then when we get them there in the summer, we want to make sure that they're filling their cup. And so every single morning, our entire staff gets 30 minutes of adoration, and they fill themselves up for the day. And then we close every night with night prayer in the chapel together as a staff as well. And so, and then we got daily Mass mixed in. And so as much as that stuff is feeding our campers, and it is, they're watching our staff be fed by it as well. And I think that's another thing that makes it so successful.
So is that a new experience for some of the staff to have that adoration time, or are most of them kind of already on fire with that?
You know, I think most have had that experience. And then there are some young people where I see that they're really, really hungry, and I see that they're growing, but they just have not had that modeled for them in the past. And so for me, I want to see the hunger, and I want to see that they're taking steps in that direction. But for some of them, it is their first experience. But what I've gotten to see, too, is that they continue it after. I've had summer staff that will call each other for like 6 months after, and they'll do night prayer on the phone together. So it's something that becomes part of their daily life.
Wow, it's a real rule of life, not monastic in any way, but it is, it becomes a community. Is it hard to kind of, the continuity of staff and everything else, but is it kind of hard to, you connect with the young people and then, boom, they're gone, and then a fresh group, boom, and then, that constantly, forming new and then saying, go with God.
It's only a week, right? Like, it's a touch point in their life. It's a touch point for everyone, but it's a week-long experience. And so I think for us is to be able to witness to the love of Christ in a way that makes them want to go home to their parishes and be involved and talk about Christ with their families and their friends. And so how do we, it's lighting a spark, right? It's not the full journey. It's a spark. But it's also a way that they go out of themselves. I always call it, summer camp is just a mini hero journey, like any good book. Like the main character goes out of their daily life. They're challenged in some way. They're accompanied by people that help them and their daily change. So the week is just a mini hero's journey for our campers. And then they go home and they bring it with them. For us, though, that looks like showing up on Sunday morning and saying, this is the ninth time we've welcomed campers, and these campers deserve to be, the campers deserve for us to be as excited as the first time. And so asking the Lord for the energy to do that, and it's something that we do well because our campers deserve it.
you know, and they kind of bring it out of you, I imagine, you know, just, you know, that wonder and that the enthusiasm and some nervousness and anxiety, too. I mean, is that, you know, to you know, name the fears that some of them have. And of course, for some of them, first time away from home, homesickness and things like that. How much does being a mom come in handy at some of those moments?
You know, it's funny because my daughter is going to camp for the first time this summer. And now that I'm thinking about her being at camp, some of the questions that parents have asked me over the years make a little bit more sense. And I'm seeing it from a different perspective. But at the end of the day, these are kids, and it's a profound privilege for us to take care of them. And I, something I think about all summer long is just the weight of that responsibility that someone is giving me their, like, most precious person on the face of the planet, and it's my responsibility to take care of them for the week. And so we do not take that lightly. We and that looks like being with them when they're homesick, and how do we, you know, distract, and what's the best thing for them, and how do we get them plugged in, and just keeping an eye on them. But the goal for us is that every kid comes to camp, and every day they have an adult that comes up to them and asks, how's your day going? Is there anything I can do for you? To have that touch point. And so it's something we work on with our staff to be able to create rapport in a way that every kid feels seen.
Well, then, you know, what always works for me is cookie dough. You know, I think that would help quiet any anxieties.
For me, it's a glass of wine.
Well, I wasn't going to say that on air. But, you know, some priests, and we're getting close to the break here, so we're going to pause momentarily. But, you know, the priests that you have, Father Ross Parker, and in some ways, you know, with the seminarians that have been there, you're kind of like an auxiliary formator for our diocese, aren't you? I mean, you know.
Well, that's generous. I've learned, as I'm sure I've learned, way more from the seminarians and the priests that come in than they have.
Well, that's good of you. We'll hear more about that on the other side of the break.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by the Sarah Vocations Ministry, including the St. Sarah Club of Des Moines and the Sarah Club of Council Bluffs. Sarah is an apostolate of the Worldwide Catholic Church dedicated to fostering and supporting priesthood and religious vocations. Sarahs strive to accomplish their mission through prayer, fellowship, and service to the bishop, priests, sisters, and all in religious formation, and in doing so to increase their own holiness. Learn more at joinsarah.org, joinserra.org. Thank you, Sarahs, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hello, this is Steve Raid, inviting you to join me along with Matt Wilcomb and Father P.J. McManus for the Iowa Catholic Radio's 15th anniversary pilgrimage to the Holy Land, November 11th through the 20th, 2023. We'll have Mass and dinner on the shores of the Sea of Galilee and visit the upper room where Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist. Plus, my wife Janet and I will be offering invigorating teaching along the way. Not all pilgrimages are created equal. Brochures and details available at iowacatholicradio.com.
Welcome back to Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. We are back with Alex Kowski, Executive Director of Catholic Youth Camp.
Thanks for hanging with us, Alex. And we were talking a little bit about Father Ross Parker. You know, he's beginning to feel like kind of one of the grandfather figures, even though he's only approaching 40, I think. He's been...
He's as the young people say, he's the goat. Priest of Catholic Youth Camp. He's the greatest of all time. Yeah, we love having him out there. You should see, like, the high schoolers around Father Ross. They just want to talk to him. There's something just cool about him and normal, and they feel comfortable asking questions. And so we are just forever blessed for the time that we've had him, and we get to have him for, I think, the first month this summer. And I'm really looking forward to spending some time with him.
Well, okay, and you know, he's the gentle giant, isn't he? I mean, in so many ways, And you know, his wry sense of humor, but and then to be joined by one of our newly ordained at a certain point.
Yeah, so after his ordination, we'll have Father Alex Kramer, so currently Deacon Alex Kramer, and the idea of having him back at camp after his time on summer staff is just, I can't express to you how cool that is. He's someone that, you know, when he came to be on summer staff, I don't think he had any idea of what to expect. And he just ended up being such a leader of our group and someone that the entire team just adored. And I can't wait to have him back. When and I think he served on summer staff in 2017, and someone made one of our desktop computers the background with his face. And he just left it that way for 5 years. And so the fact that he's back, it just was very full circle to have him back as a priest, and we feel really blessed.
Well, I understand he'll be having special seminars about canon law, which he's presently studying.
Somehow he makes it work with Catholic
kids. I mean, I hear he's just wonderful to the kids, and you know, the former, yeah. You know, not the former, once an Eagle Scout, always an Eagle Scout, right? I mean, he just, yeah. You know, he's at home out in the nature and everything else.
Yeah, he is.
You've made Iowa your home now for some time. You came east to Benedictine College from Montana. And the tug on your heart for your family. And so that's the direction you'll be heading. Can you just share with our listening audience what's happening there?
Yeah, so this is my last summer at Catholic Youth Camp. And we will be moving back to Helena, Montana, my hometown. My parents are out there. My brother and his family is out there. And I've accepted the position of Director of Family Life and Evangelization with the Diocese of Helena. And kind of under that umbrella, there is a Catholic summer camp, and I won't be involved in the way that I have been at CYC, but I'll get to go out there probably once a week and fill my cup. And, you know, it's a ministry I'm passionate about, so to get to do that is kind of an added bonus. But the idea of working with families and how do we bring families closer to Eucharist in the sacrament is something that obviously I'm passionate about. It's going to be a learning curve. I haven't done a ton of that other than, you know, interacting with families at Mass, so I'm excited to learn. But I said at the start, I mean, we've loved our community here, and so it's a hard community to leave, but just we're following, you know, a good priest once told me, follow the peace. The peace is where, you know, happiness is, where joy is, and so we're following the peace, and we really feel that this is where we're supposed to go.
You're not going to keep the podcast going, then, with Iowa Catholic Radio.
You know, we've talked about it, and I friends, Romans, Iowans, and Montanans just doesn't roll off the tongue. So we will be passing the torch on to, I'm sure, someone great.
A draft pick to be named later, then. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I've joked that, you know, Bishop Austin Better, who helped us with our diaconal permit, diaconate audit on behalf of the U.S. Catholic Bishop's office, and, you know, just a lively, delightful fellow. But I'm having a hard time having good feelings about him as he's stolen you from us. But that's an interesting combination, family life and evangelization. You know, we have evangelization catechesis in our diocese in a way. So different ways those pieces come together. But, you know, I want to say on behalf of the diocese publicly here, thank you for how you've poured your heart out and how you've, you know, just really inspired people. And may God's grace accompany you and all your family.
Thank you so much, Bishop. I appreciate it. Really do.
Yeah. And the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph.
This has been another edition of Making It Personal with Bishop Johnson. Thank you to our guests and our listener.
You can hear Making It Personal with Bishop William Johnson every week on Iowa Catholic Radio and iowacatholicradio.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Making It Personal is provided by Serra Vocations Ministry. Learn more at joinserra.org.